Okay, it is 5 o'clock. Welcome to the San Juan Island November 26th Board of Directors meeting. We do have a quorum. Mel is excused, and we are going to do the Pledge of Allegiance first. And today we have a special treat. Our guests are going to do it. So please stand.
Be leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance as well as right here, and we will continue straight into the national anthem. So, I'll start
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice.
thank you. These are 7 years of water. These are third and fourth administrators who have been working very hard since September. September, we prepare every year for the time to get our veterans day assembly at the school, and then also on the holidays through December. These kids work very, very hard. We're so proud of them. Our school board has invited us again this year to perform. And we have been very happy to reshuffle everything so that we had enough room. We're so glad that you're here. We're going to next to one song called the Thank You, So You, which is a song for just our veterans. And after that, we're going to all just three songs tonight. Two more. Thank you all. If you can't see me, look through a little window. We can see eyes out.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yep,
that would be perfect. Yes, yep. We'll take a pause. Thank you.
Good job. Hi, grandson. How are you doing? Nice to meet you. What grade are you in? Four. Four. Thanks, Keith. So, Rainbow is Alex?
Rainbow.
I love that name. That's a cool name. Well, good job, Cindy.
Hey, come on, you can do it. It's going to be fine. Yeah, I'm totally worth it.
Board member? I mean, ex-board member? I see, Brian.
Is it okay if I quiet as quietly as possible, break down the sound equipment while you continue?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very quiet.
Yeah, no, it's a public meeting. You can be here.
Yeah, I probably don't have this to YouTube.
Oh, it's all right. Just none of those big bags.
Presenting service at some point.
Oh,
and that would be quick.
Oh, okay. I'll
and then after that,
okay. Next up on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Are there any objections or changes to it as written? Any board members? Then I call it approved. Now we have a presentation of accreditation plaque being presented to Fred or to
the high school,
to Andrea at the high school, by the Northwest Educational Service District Superintendent Ishmael Vivanco. Mr. Vivanco.
Good evening. I thought the folks here were for us.
We thought so too.
Thank you for my office superintendent of Northwest DSP. And but again, but I wanted to give you a room Dr. Jeff Thompson, the board representative. So again, the purpose of being here tonight is to publicly recognize Fred Carver High School and every woman. I think you can come join me, so I'm not here alone. but just recognize for the achievement of initial ANGO renewed accreditation status for the next 6 years, so 2024 through 2030, and that's through the AESD accreditation process. I want to share a little bit about what ESDs are and what they do. So ESDs are regional service support organizations that provide support services from service from early grade to K-12 systems. There are 9 ESDs in the state. Northwest ESDs cover 5 counties, so Homer, Skagit, Highland, and they're governed by a board of directors, like I mentioned earlier, that Dr. Jack Thompson is one of the board members that represent this area. And they're elected by all the board members within the 35 school districts that are already into the Northwest ESD. And again, the 9 ESDs together collectively form what they call the ABSD, an Association of Educational Service Districts. While each ESD primarily provide services in our service region, the ESDs do operate as a statewide network to provide common service at scale in all the regions of the state. So as an example, accreditation is one such ESD service that is provided statewide. ESDs have been accredited to schools in Washington State since the mid-2000s, and we've actually trained over 250 schools, so we kind of have to say that we've done all the years. The process applies to all types of schools, primarily but not limited to exclusive programs through high school. So we have comprehensive, alternative, themed, and those types of schools. And again, the Northwest CSQ serves as a statewide lead agency for that accreditation process. So again, other So what is accreditation? Okay. So historically, it's been a bureaucratic process that provides an external stamp of approval on a school based on a certain measures and officially called flexible measures. Accreditation is no longer required, and has involved in the voluntary and research-based self-study process. The goal still is to maintain an independent external standard for quality that creates a valid, credible reputation for the school and the students it serves. The process utilizes peer review to help schools identify and develop their own strengths, ensure effective governance, and improve opportunities and outcomes for students. The primary objective is of the accreditation process is to promote ongoing school improvement. Also, the AAC accreditation coaches work with school leadership as it did last year to facilitate the development of school improvement plans. It's important to know that that is a statutory requirement. For each school district to have. AESD accreditation coaches are typically respected at school and for district administrators, and the process becomes a six step cycle of inquiry, action, and improvement that is grounded in basically four fundamental requirements that is data driven, student achievement focused, research based foundation and access, and also collaboratively determined with students, staff, and parents. Accreditation policy typically takes the course of a year, and we had that last year. And it culminates into a final approval by a panel of voluntary DSP board members. Once approved, schools are accredited for about a 6-year cycle of membership, and they're subject to a 30-year to look at their school performance. So, one school wants to be accredited if it's not a requirement. A couple of reasons. A few years ago, first of all, ASD accreditation is facilitated both school group and kind of process. Both stuff to the school program. They allow school groups to accreditation process to make that happen. They're vetted and setting for a department. Accreditation provides an extra review development of the school group, school improvement plan, and the process that they're just developing. Accreditation is a statement of confidence to the public. And I know that some universities actually require a school for acceptance for a school to be accredited for the better development after we go through this process. Also, get the process linked to accreditation requirements for the teachers of permanent and student learning achievement and growth. And the process requirements require that the student development be involved with the student, staff, and parents. So it's a nice process to get it. Finally, as part of the final approval process, there's a volunteer DSP board and member panel that shares the accommodation they go through this issue. I personally have gone through that. I'm going to look forward to talking about that person. But a letter is provided to the principal and the accommodation panel that the staff constantly the board is on the conversation. So, thank you, Martin.
Andrea, I'm happy to be here. Congratulations on that. I'm new longer too, but I've been doing this for a lot of years. And we appreciate your strong alignment with your theory and the practice, and the fact that you've involved your community and your staff with the strategy and the tools and government. And we're especially happy that you concentrated on the child and that you have spent time to make sure that the alignment of which you're teaching matches the of the days of the book. So congratulations.
And I know you received an email with the logo, and I think it's important to share that with social media because it is still having this activity.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll see you later. So, seeing you.
So, do we have any public comment? No public comment. Moving right along then to Fred, the superintendent's report.
All right. Well, welcome. I too was talking to a friend in the crowd, and he said, "Well, you know, we came here for you." He's not standing over there anymore. I don't think he was being that honest. Just a thought. Proud to report that we got our STACK grant, which means that the difference between what we would normally pay on a regular bus and what we paid on an electric bus, we got. So we just got $190,000, so that's a good thing. Came through. We're excited about that. We actually are putting in for another STAT grant that is federal, not state, that is due January 9th that would make up the rest of that difference. We'll see how that works out. Why not? It's been good to us. We are going to have to order another diesel here sometime soon. It depends, we have an 03, an 04, and an 09 diesel. One of them will go out of service as we get the electric bus in, but we're pushing some old ones. And we still have need of them. And then be able to come back and get another electric bus after that. But for right now, we have, I don't know if I wrote down the exact dates on this sheet. I didn't. I put it on another one. I think it's the electric bus is scheduled to come in March. And the diesel bus that is the one that's a replacement for the one that was in an accident a year ago that had to be totaled. It comes in April, so we could have two new buses coming in. So, 190,000 grant, Kudos to Craig for getting that done. And we're going to hope that that continues with the January 9th grant. I want you to also know that just so that you guys do know, you know, when there's something over $10,000 on a usually goes out and you guys got to approve that project. There hasn't been one project at Stewart that's 10,000, but it's getting over that. It's well over that.
Yeah.
It's all these different projects, and I just wanted you guys to know that we could have said it's one big project and we had to have it approved, but we are learning as we go what things need to be done. Like the generator, you know, ended up being about a $5,000 expense. The water that we're finishing is continuing to add up. So there's always been these little different things that have come in. But I just wanted to put it on our minutes that I mentioned to you that the only reason we did bring it to begin with to get approved is because we didn't know it was going to be like that. And then just so you know, we just met with the ESD representatives, and I appreciate what the ESD does. It was actually a good conversation with Jose and Becky and all of them and what they do for us and what we hope they can do for us. And yeah, the only other thing I think I have, two other things, we do have it set to go out to bid, it looks like, on March 5th for the siding. We'll have that packet. It's only a 2-week window that they're going to try to push out to get this bid and try to have it so that it is, I think you said full completion by April 15th or I can't remember. He laid out the dates, but I think substantial completion by August 1st of next year, and then August 15th would be full completion. Of course, everything is up in the air on that once, because we still need to know what the bids are going to be and where we have cash flow for it and all those kind of things. But we do have a plan of attack for the siding. The only last thing I want to say is that we went to WASDA. I'm sure they'll talk about the board reports, but WASDA was actually an informative time. And I know Mel couldn't be here tonight, Melanie, but Bob and I went with her on the first day to board boot camp. Where you learn a lot about what it means to be a board member, and your eyes get kind of big when you realize some of the things that what's required of you or expected of you. But I actually learned from that. It was a well done presentation. Do you think so? And I think it's always good when we're together with other board members and your own team, and also to learn from some of the other teams that are down there. And so I was appreciative going over to Spokane. I'm always more appreciative going to Spokane than these people who don't want to go to the east side. I like going to the east side, but it was a good time. So that's all I have.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Fred. We do not have an ASB representative today, so we'll move on to the consent agenda, which is for standard monthly expenses, personnel changes, and meeting minutes. We also accept with gratitude over $1,900 from Purple and Gold for athletics. And it within the consent agenda is an interlocal agreement with Shaw Island School District concerning Dr. Becky Bell. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
I'll second.
TJ seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah, yes.
Aye. Thank unanimous. Thank you. And now we have Jose, monthly enrollment and finance report.
So enrollment increased this month by a substantial amount, you know, for us. And so that's positive news. And if we're fortunate enough to maintain that level of enrollment for about 3 or 4 more months, we would be back on track to meet our budget FTE. So good news in month 3 enrollment. And some of those were in the elementary school, specifically K through three, which is always the best news.
Mm-hmm.
If we can keep those kids, and that still leaves our projected K-3 class size for funding under 17, which is the max number to receive the max amount of funding. Any questions on enrollment? Any questions on the rest of the financials through the month of October? And then the only comment I'll make on the October year-to-date, you can see we're 86,000 in the red, which is a low number for any given month. Taxes started coming in. The bulk of them came in October. We've seen some more come in November. And that might be as good as it gets for most of the year, because a few years ago, the state shifted funding, the bulk of the funding, to July and August. So school districts carry more of the funding burden through their fund balance in the first 10 months or so of the year, and then we'll get a significant amount of funding in July and August. Any questions on the general fund? Okay.
Now it's the F196 end of year financial. Jose again.
So we've ended up the year a little better than projected. We've had some revenue gains. We talked about it last year, primarily associated with enrollment. We received a number of mid-year funding streams, specifically ECAP, ML, and we also got a little bump in the OSSI grant that helped fund some programs that we otherwise wouldn't have had at the elementary school. The net result is that, as we were talking about last year, we ended up with an end fund balance a little bit higher than we had projected, and that enrollment growth, a lot of it was due to Lopez, which we have seen this year. They've stayed here instead of leaving. And what all of that did for the four-year budget, is that it eliminated the need to cut last year. And it reduced the cut scenario, and I should say cut or revenue gain scenario, for the next 3 years because of that bump, as long as we can maintain that enrollment. And another thing that has helped with that is the Stewart Island School. Even though we're spending a lot of money on it this year, as long as we keep those kids for the next several years, that is a revenue stream that is a little bit more on paper, barring anything that comes up, than the expenses associated with that school. And we're very cognizant of that, and we're keeping a close eye on Stewart, because that is helping us at least for the next 3 years and the four-year budget. Any questions on the F-196? It's a big document. We talked about the capital projects a couple of board meetings ago. We've had nothing in transportation. We've been saving up for the electric bus and the diesel bus that keeps getting pushed back. So the general fund is the only one that it covered today. Okay. No questions?
DJ, you don't have any questions?
I have no questions on the 8-page document. It's a long document.
Okay.
I just say thank you for doing it and be quiet.
Thank you, Jose. Next up is the approval of Resolution 24-007, certification of excess property taxes.
So during the F-195 budget process, we estimate what our tax revenue is going to be, and that's done in June, July, when OSPI comes out with the final official enrollment. And they then tell all the school districts in the state what their actual levy amount, maximum amount can be. So this year it was up by like $3,500 based on that. But then the other piece of this is that during the year, each tax year, a lot of properties go into a tax exempt status. And so the treasurer refunds those property owners. And then the recourse that we have is to then roll those refunds that were given to the property owners into the next year's levy amount. So this resolution accounts for the slight bump in the OSPI max plus the refunds that were made in 2024. And then this needs to be filed with the county once it's signed. Any questions?
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve resolution 24-007, please?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
Second.
John seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. Unanimous again. On to director reports. Brian, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Okay. TJ, how about you?
So WASDA conference, long trip over. I think it was worthwhile for the meeting. The one thing I think all of us agreed on, the sessions on AI were extremely well done and beneficial. There's a lot of information that's out there. They're trying to get their hands around everything at the OSPI level right now. We are as well. Hopefully next year or so, things will become a lot more clear, but that alone was beneficial to attending this session.
That's it. John, do you have anything?
No.
Okay. At WASDA, the theme was perspective, and almost everything pertained to personal perspectives and how that affects the reading and interpretation of data. And boy, were there some eye-openers for me looking at the data. Okay, you got boys, you got girls. What about transgender? What about? A lot of what abouts came out that most of us don't really think about. So that was pretty cool. And then we had a speaker that talked about generations. Being a boomer is hard. It's very hard to really step back. And one thing that was interesting, I still can't keep all the generations straight, but a boomer can interact just with the next generation. You can't skip to the third generation because we're too stupid. We don't get it. We don't get it.
It's more difficult to.
But anyway, that also gave a big thing on perspective. Made me realize I am never going to an AI conference session. Never. I know I won't get it at all. So anyway, one thing they also kept reiterating was that about the outdated funding formulas and how difficult it's getting because they're just not keeping up with what we need. And then at the Rural Schools Forum, which is now officially Small Schools Forum, Jim Kowalkowski, who is the Rural Schools something with WASDA, I'm not really sure, but he reiterated all the budget shortfall expectations. And he was pretty much saying, don't be expecting any more money to be thrown at us. And I kind of predicted, just as a SOP, they might give us 0.5% in SPED money. And there's scuttlebutt all of a sudden about possibly a 1-2% lift in the levy lid. I don't know if that one's going to happen, but I'm totally wrong and we get all $3 billion of Reichdahl's request. It's not going to happen because they're now also saying that the shortfall is not 10 to 12, but it's going to be probably at least 15. And I don't know how much I buy into that, but
that would be in billions.
Billions.
Oh, did I say million?
No, you said 10, 15.
Oh, okay. Billions. Yes, billions. Thank you, TJ. Thank you. And then again, we've been working on the regionalization, had a meeting over there and it, you know, to talk to the legislative and community outreach with Orcas and Lopez. And we meet again on December 6th. So any other comments for anybody? calendar.
Can I pick it out a little bit?
Yes, please.
So first of all, board members, just need to clarify going over the forecast, the trip itself. Make sure you let Diane know, unless you've got it all. You got everybody. Okay, we're good. You know who's going over on December 6th? I know not everybody can because it's during the day. And we do have a ship going with us that day as well. Okay. And I thought it was really good last time when we were all together. I thought there was some good work done. And I'm looking forward to this one. I'm going to make a motion that I can't really make a motion, but I'm going to ask you kindly, let's do it that way, that we move the December 18th board meeting, which is a Wednesday, because it's before we all go on break. Can we move it to Tuesday, December 17th?
What? I may or may not be there.
Can we, will we have enough for a quorum? That's what we're asking. Can we move?
I'll make a motion to 17th.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Okay, so it's been moved to December 17th. That's when you guys decide who you want your president to be for your chair. Hey, you want to give it up?
I can already nominate someone.
That's right. That's a regular edition for that.
Yeah.
We'll get that on Tuesday night.
Okay. Anything else, anybody? I call this meeting adjourned at 5:40. Mm.